Welcome into Locked On Cubs, a bonus episode. I'm Matt Cozy. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. Well, before we witness Sam Olber testing his trivia chops, I wanted to take this moment to thank you, the listener, and you, the viewer, for tuning into our show. We took over this show on July 5th. And right away, we felt like we were getting into a groove on this new platform. But the last 2 months, we have really surged. And that is because of one reason only, you, the viewer, and you, the listener, whether that's YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Please make sure to subscribe, smash the like button, comment, and more as we continue to take this journey together and build the Locked On Cubs community. So please tell someone about the show, put the link in someone's inbox, and stay with us right here on Locked On Cubs. As a sign of our thanks, we wanted to put out this trivia game as a bonus episode. This was recorded as a part of a crossover with Locked On MLB earlier this week. Paul Francis Sullivan, the host of Locked On MLB, goes against our own Sam Olber, hosted by yours truly. Here we go.
Okay, well, we're here with Sam Olber, with Matt Cozy, both of Locked On Cubs. I am going to hand the reins over to you for the final segment here because I understand you have something else in mind.
Okay, I'll take us home. This is Cubs trivia.
And I have no tabs open. I have no tabs open right now.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to try some trivia. I know Sully has mentioned playing a trivia game with the Locked On host. I wanted to take him up on that offer. So we have a category that we're going to start off with. We're going to have five questions for Sully from Locked On MLB, and then our own Sam Olber, five questions for him. And then we're going to go kind of category by category, but we're going to try to establish that cushion of points.
What is this? Is this game going to end by, you know, midnight central or –
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be origins and history first. And Sully is going to bat leadoff here as we get started. Okay, are you guys ready?
I'm Kenny Lofton here. Okay, got it.
Okay, very good. Which name has the Cubs franchise not gone by in its history? Is it A, White Stockings, B, Orphans, C, Cats, or D, Colts?
I'm going to say D.
D, Colts is incorrect. It's actually C, Cats.
All right. I knew the Orphans and the White Stockings, but the other two I was taking a guess. I was waiting.
Sam, did you know that one?
I was going to say Cats, but I was with Sully. I knew it wasn't, you know, the first two. That's a good question, Matthew.
I was waiting for you to say Wales. So
a couple more. Let's try to build a points cushion, Sully. In what year did the Cubs franchise make their debut in the National League? Was it A, 1901, B, 1870, C, 1876, or D, 1945?
It's either B or C.
Well, it's not D.
Obviously, it's not D, and it's obviously not A. So it was. Tell me the 2 years again.
So B is 1870 and C is 1876. Sully,
I'm gonna say 1876.
Oh, that's gonna be right. Sully's on the board with 1 point. Now we're talking origins and
insurmountable lead. Okay.
Who was the last Cubs pitcher to throw a perfect game?
Ooh.
Was it A, Alec Mills, B, Kerry Wood, C, Milt Pappas, or D, no Cubs pitcher has thrown
I know
a perfect
it wasn't
game?
Milt Pappas because there was an error that was called that Milt Pappas was furious about.
Yeah, it was.
Or no, it was a walk. No, it would have been ball four.
Should have been called strike three.
It should have been called strike three. Yeah. I would say no one's ever pitched a perfect game with the Cubs. I know
that's
it wasn't Alec Mills.
That's correct.
And I know Kerry Wood never did, so that'd be nobody. Yep.
That's right. So that's 2 points for Sully. He has two questions left. Before Wrigley Field was built, where did the Cubs play? A, Hilltop Park. B, Westside Grounds.
No.
C, Scheib Park. Or D, Comiskey Park?
Well, tell me, it was not Hilltop. It was not Comiskey. And so it tell me the two in the middle.
So it's either B, West Side Grounds, or C, Shibe Park.
Oh, West Side Grounds.
Oh, you're right.
Shibe Park is where the A's played.
Okay, man, very good.
Man, I don't know a lot of these answers.
I went to the site of Shibe Park over this. I did a similar video about going to Shibe Park over the
Oh, that's
the
awesome.
Yay.
All right, final question for Sully. Mm-hmm. The Cubs shared Wrigley Field with the NFL Chicago Bears for 50 years. True or false?
True.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a cupcake.
Well, I don't know his level of trivia with the North Side.
Gale Sayers was running around Wrigley Field like the Kansas Comet.
So that's 4 points for Sully. Are you ready, Sam?
I don't think so, no.
All right. Sounds good. What was Wrigley Field originally named? A, Chicago Field. B, Cubs Field.
I know
C,
this one.
Cubs Park. Or D, Wegman Park.
D.
Okay, Wigman. That's correct.
It was made for the Chicago Whales of the Federal League.
Okay, there you go.
No bonus point.
Who threw the Cubs' very first no-hitter in 1880?
Oh, jeez.
Was it A, King Kelly, B, Tom Poorman, C, Fred Goldsmith, or D, Larry Corcoran?
Oh, I thought it would be three-fingered.
Oh.
I've never Mordecai heard Brown. Of any of those guys. Can you
I
repeat
feel a little bad?
Can you repeat the answers?
King Kelly, Tom Poorman, Fred Goldsmith, or Larry Corcoran? We really went back into the vault on this one.
I'll say Larry Corcoran.
You're right. 2 points for you.
That's a 25% guess.
That's crazy. What was the name of the Cubs official magazine that was around for more than 30 years before shutting down in 2018?
Hustle.
Was it A, Wrigley Weekly, B, Cubs Central, C, Vineline, or D, Cubs Monthly?
Vineline.
That's correct. Three questions down. All right, two to go. Who suggested planting ivy on the outfield walls of Wrigley Field to make the stadium better resemble a park? Was it A, team president Bill Veeck, B, Babe Ruth after visiting Wrigley for the first time, C, manager Charlie Grimm, or D, the Illinois governor at the time, Henry Horner?
You know this one, Sully? It's C or D, I think. I'll say C.
Okay, C, manager Charlie Grimm is incorrect. It's team president Bill Veeck.
Veeck said it.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to throw it to me for a steal. It was Bill Veeck said it.
Oh, not yet. We're going to do that the next round.
Okay, so we're
final
so
one I'm, for Sam. He could tie his cushion here if he gets this right.
Yeah, I should have got that. That was a bad miss.
How many World Series championships have the Cubs won? A2, B3, C4, or D5?
Okay, I know. So 08, obviously 16, and then the question is, was there one more or two more before that? I think they won in 06. Or seven. I'll say three World Series.
That's correct.
But they did win 06. They won 07 and
07. 08. 07, 08.
They lost 06 to the White Sox.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Great show content here as we're both tied at four. And for the remainder of the game, you're going to say your name if you know it.
Great right. questions,
okay?
Matt.
So you're going to say your name.
Wait, what do you mean? So if I know the answer, I just say Olber?
You say, well, I guess you could say your last name.
Or
yeah.
Sam. You just say, so I say Sam, right? So it's like your name's your buzzer.
Yes.
Your name's your
and
buzzer.
If I buzz it, I say Sam.
Okay.
Okay. Since Sully is the guest here, would you like to choose? We have three categories. Ready? Statistically speaking, Hollywood, or miscellaneous?
I would say Hollywood. Gonna be eager to hear what the hell that has to what that is.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Prior to the Cubs winning, let me restart. Excuse
Jeez.
me. Prior to the Cubs actually winning the World Series, which movie featured the Cubs winning the World Series? Fever Pitch?
Oh, sorry.
B, Rookie of the Year.
Sully.
C, Back to the Future Part 2.
Sully.
Or D, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Well,
Sully.
Hold on.
Sully.
Okay.
It was that feature would be Rookie of the Year, but it was mentioned in Back to the Future Part 2.
It was mentioned in Back to the Future Part 2, right.
But it was also the kid has the World Series ring at the end of Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, so just a quick question. So obviously,
two of them are mentioned there.
I knew that answer. When is it appropriate to say your name? Do you have to finish the question or?
Oh, sorry. That's
no, no. Well, I just
you,
didn't
know. If you feel like you know it, you could say your name.
No, but like if you say my question is if I say my name before you say the answers, do you still get the answers?
No.
Got it. Okay.
No.
Yeah. All right. That was an easy one. All right.
That's Sully's up 5-4. Sully, go ahead and pick. Statistically speaking, Hollywood or miscellaneous?
Let's do Hollywood.
Okay. The Cubs-Cardinals rivalry is a geographical stamp in which Netflix show? A, Stranger Things, B, Ozark, C, Orange is the New Black, or D, That 90s Show?
Sully.
Go ahead.
I have no idea.
Ozark is correct.
I've never seen one of those shows.
Ozark was great until the final season. The final season, they fell apart, but the first couple of seasons were great.
What would you like to go with here?
Just run the table with Hollywood. I don't see what else you got here.
David Ross was the first MLB contestant on which show?
Sam. Dancing with the Stars.
That's correct. Sully leads 6-5. What category would you like, Sam?
I'll do statistically speaking.
Okay. Sammy Sosa holds the Cubs franchise record for the most home runs. How many did Sosa hit? A, 601, B, 545, C, 555, or D, 501?
Sam.
Sully.
Sam.
545.
That's correct. And it's now 6-6. Would you like to stay in this category?
Yes, please.
Which pitcher holds the franchise record for career ERA at 1.80? Jake Arrieta, Hippo Vaughn, Fergie Jenkins, or Mordecai Three Finger Brown?
Sam.
Sully.
Sam.
Now, did you say career ERA?
Yes.
Mordecai Three Finger Brown.
That's correct. It's 7-6. Sam controls the board.
I got to be quicker.
Statistically speaking,
which player holds the franchise record for career runs batted in with 1,879? Was it A, Cap Anson, B, Sammy Sosa, C, Ernie Banks, or D, Ryan Sandberg?
Sam.
Sam.
Can I just get those answers one more time, or is that not allowed? If it's not allowed.
Cap Anson, Sammy Sosa, Ernie Banks, or Ryan Sandberg? You got to answer now.
Yeah. I'm going to say Ernie Banks.
Okay. That's incorrect. Sully, would you like to steal that?
Cap Anson.
Yeah, it's
Cap
Anson.
Correct.
Yeah, I knew. Gosh darn it.
It's 7-7. Sully, you control the board.
I want to see what you got. Let's see what Miscellaneous has to tell us.
I should have
Miscellaneous.
That.
Which college did the Cubs draft first baseman Mark Grace from in 1985?
Sully.
Sully.
He has to answer it.
It's Arizona State.
That's incorrect. A, San Diego State. B, North Carolina. C, Vanderbilt. Or D, Kansas State. Sam, if you want to steal.
I know it's not Vanderbilt. Can I get the choices one more time?
A, San Diego State. B, North Carolina. C, Vanderbilt. D, Kansas.
I'll say A, San Diego State.
That's correct. Okay, it's 8-7. This is going really well.
This is incredible.
So Sam, you control the board.
How do you? I could just pick any category again?
Yeah.
I'll say statistically speaking again.
Okay, let's go back. I have 5 questions in each category. So,
okay, great.
At some point, we will.
Eventually, I have to have dinner with my family, but
Which player holds the single season record for hits with 229? A, Sammy Sosa. B, Starlin Castro. C, Rogers Hornsby. Or D, Hack Wilson?
Sam.
Yeah, Sully.
Sam.
I'm going to say Rogers Hornsby.
That's correct.
Damn it.
So it's 9-7. Sam controls the board.
Get my butt kicked here.
Should we? I don't, we could cap it soon because I'm starting to get tired.
Do you want to make it like a pickup game, first to 11?
Does that work, Sully?
Sure.
All right, it's 9-7 Sam.
He wants to eat. He's hungry. Statistically speaking, again, please.
Okay, this is the last one of that category. Who is the most intentionally walked Cub of all time?
Sam.
Okay.
It's got to be Sammy Sosa.
Incorrect. Sully, you could steal A, Sammy Sosa, B, Ernie Banks, C, Billy Williams, or D, Derek Lee.
Wow.
I'm going to say Billy Williams.
Incorrect.
That's
it
Derek
was Ernie
Lee,
Banks.
Jeez, really?
Sam, they, you control the board.
I didn't know they intentionally walked people that back then that much.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
Hollywood or miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous. Hollywood's not for me.
In the 43rd round of the 2009 MLB draft, the Cubs selected this current NFL quarterback.
Sam, Jeff Samardzija.
Incorrect.
Oh, wait. No.
Incorrect. No. Was it A, Sully, Lamar Jackson? B, Jared Goff? C, Matt Stafford? Or D, Russell Wilson?
Nah, I messed up.
I couldn't tell you anything about any four of those names. I'll say Russell Wilson.
That's correct.
I messed
it
up.
It's 9-8. We're playing to 11.
It's 9-8 or 10-8? It's 10. I thought I had 10.
No, it's 9. I have 9 here.
Oh boy.
Jeff Samardzija was wrong.
9-8. Sully, do you want another miscellaneous?
Okay, no, give me. What do we have? Do we have anything left in Hollywood?
We have two questions left.
I thought he was going to say Notre Dame quarterback. I got too excited.
Let's go.
After the Cubs won the 2016 World Series, three players made a guest appearance on Saturday Night Live with this SNL alum who was also a Cubs fan. Sam?
No, I paused myself.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say which three players.
Okay. Why don't you finish the question?
A, Vince Vaughn. B, Bill Murray. C, Jeff Garland. Or D, Brian Cranston.
Sully.
Sully.
Bill Murray.
That's correct. It's 9-9. We're playing 2-11. I could close out Hollywood.
Yeah, this is I'm in trouble.
This singer is a diehard Cubs fan who wrote the song "Someday We'll Go All the Way." Is it A, Eddie Vedder? B,
Sam.
Sam.
Eddie Vedder.
That's correct. Okay, game point for Sam as we go to we have three more miscellaneous questions. This is working out real well. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, nervous.
In 2012, the Cubs traded this pitcher for a return that included Kyle Hendricks. Was it A, Matt Garza?
Sam.
B, Jason Hamill? Sam.
Matt Garza.
Incorrect.
Okay.
C, Ryan Dempster? Or D, Carlos Marmol, Sully?
Ryan Dempster.
That's
Ryan
correct. Dempster. It's 10 to 10. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was Garza or Dempster.
1 point to go, and there's two possible questions left. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
In July 2006, the Cubs traded this player to the Dodgers and received shortstop Cesar Asturias in return. Was it A, Juan Pierre? B, Mark DeRosa? C, Greg Maddux? Or D, Michael Barrett?
Sam.
Sully.
Sam.
We know it's 50-50. It's either Juan Pierre.
Three.
Or Michael Barrett. Juan Pierre.
One. Incorrect.
Michael. Read them again for me, please.
Okay. Juan Pierre.
Wait, why was I on a timer?
Greg Maddux or Michael Barrett?
It's Michael Barrett.
Incorrect.
Oh,
this is unbelievable. Yeah. The answer was Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux. Yeah,
I didn't think I didn't think he was traded in midseason. Okay.
And folks, this is literally the last question with 1 point to go. Okay, I don't have a tiebreaker question, so not sure if someone gets this not correct, what we're gonna do, but I'll figure it out. In December 2006.
Ugh.
Former Cubs general manager Jim Hendry, while hooked up to an EKG machine, completed the signing of this pitcher. Was it A, Ted Lilly? B, Jason Marquis? C, Carlos Silva? Or D, Greg Maddux?
Sully.
Sam.
Oh, Sully.
Ted Lilly.
That's correct.
I was going to say Lilly, too.
And it's 11-10.
Did he really get before me on that one?
Yes, we could check the tape, but I heard his voice first.
It was either Lilly or Marquis.
What a great time this was by all. Thanks, everybody, for participating, and thanks for making us your first listen every day. Now make your second listen, Locked On MLB Prospects. We're host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. Locked On MLB Podcast, available on YouTube and wherever you get your shows. For Paul Francis Sullivan, they call him Sully. For Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy, and this has been a crossover edition of Locked On Cubs and Locked On MLB.